All right, so good morning. Who is on the cell phone 561-385-6390?
Got up, Batson.
Okay, well, you need to mute, sir.
This is not a lawyer.
If you're not a lawyer and you're not talking, please mute. That would be Kevin Hall, for example. Okay. Mr. Hall, it's muted. Who's not muted?
I muted. Do you want me muted?
I don't know who's talking. Yeah, mute if you would for now.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
We got too much background noise. All right, Ms. Ciadella.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Choking here in the courtroom, but that's okay. You guys didn't want to... No, I'm only kidding.
Your Honor, I...
It's all right. No,
as you may know, I am pregnant, and I didn't want to accept the unborn child to that.
You didn't want to grow another baby on your forehead or something.
Exactly.
It's all safe, but that's all right. Don't worry about it. Anyway, go ahead. Your motion.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. So, as you know, we represent the guardian, Charles Rivard. We are here on what are basically two identical motions to strike.
Right.
We have a motion to strike the notice of appearance that was filed by Ms. Inger Garcia on behalf of the Bernstein Family Trust and various Bernstein family members who are unidentified by her notice. Also, the motion to strike the notice of appearance filed by Mr. Kevin Hall. He allegedly is the manager of the Bernstein Family Realty Company, but he says in other pleadings in this case that he's appearing in his individual capacity and not on behalf of BFR. Generally speaking, these various Bernstein parties are defendants in a foreclosure action that the ward actually successfully prosecuted prior to these incapacity proceedings being initiated and the guardian being appointed. These various Bernstein parties are not the ward's next of kin. They're not the heirs of the ward's estate, and they bear no affiliation to the guardian or the trustee in this case. In our opinion, these are parties who are adverse to the ward in that foreclosure proceeding that I mentioned. There are parties whose conduct in procuring the settlement agreement in the foreclosure action that the ward had already won when she signed the settlement agreement and which resolved that foreclosure proceeding basically for 50 cents on the dollar. That conduct is giving rise to an investigation that the guardian is currently conducting into that settlement agreement. It gave rise to the ETG petition that was filed in this case. And further, Patty Jr., you may recall, at the injunction proceeding actually testified that the Bernsteins were involved in getting the ward to revoke a power of attorney document that she had. So what they've done in this case is basically injected themselves into this proceeding in an effort to force that settlement agreement through. They have obstructed the guardian's investigation into the circumstances surrounding that settlement agreement. And they have gone so far as to bully my office into trying to accept that settlement agreement. So, you know, as recently as this week, we received an email from Mr. Hall that copied former disgruntled clients of ours and basically said, you know, accept this settlement agreement or else. Meanwhile, Ms. Garcia has said that she has documents regarding the settlement agreement and the foreclosure action, but she's failed to produce those documents to us, despite being under court order to do so. So the case that I'm going to rely on today is the Hayes v. Guardianship of Thompson case. That's basically the seminal case on standing and guardianships. And I think importantly, it tells us that the court has to essentially find a balance between ensuring that guardianship proceedings like this are carefully scrutinized, but also ensuring that petitions that are filed are not subject to endless challenges by people who have no other interest than their own self-interest, because really this proceeding is about the ward. It also lays out a procedure for determining who has standing to participate, tells us to look at the applicable statutes and rules, tells us to look at a at whether a proper request for notice and copies of pleadings has been filed, and whether that party who's asserting an interest actually has an interest in the outcome of the proceeding. In this case, we don't believe that any of the Bernstein parties meet that criteria. We don't think that they're entitled to notice under the rules. We don't think that the notices of appearance that are filed here comport with the probate rule as required. And we don't think that their interests are affected by this guardianship proceeding. If they have any right to participate in any proceeding, it's the foreclosure proceeding, not this one. And we don't think that allowing, as a general proposition, defendants in another case to come into this guardianship proceeding would set a good precedent or serve any purpose other than generating attorney's fees for all of us involved. So we're asking that their notices of appearance be stricken and that they be prevented from participating in these proceedings.
All right, so Ms. Ciudella, quick question, then I'll hear from Ms. Garcia and Mr. Hall. So there was a foreclosure action. The ward, before she became a ward, prevailed in that action, and then there was a settlement agreement executed, or there wasn't?
So the ward allegedly signed a settlement agreement after the final judgment had
been. And that's based on the action in the foreclosure case?
That's right.
And then she became incapacitated, and now we're here in the guardianship.
Yes, and I think an important fact for Your Honor to know is that the examining committee member reports had already been issued, found she did not have a right to contract at the time that she signed that settlement.
Okay, but regardless, it seems to me for the Bernstein's interest or Mr. Hall's interest and the 1,400 other people we seem to attract every time there's a hearing in this case, which is really getting on my nerves because they may all mean well, but it's really not helping the situation, and all it is generating, again, more fees and everything else. But aside from that, if they believe they want to enforce this agreement, I mean, they have a right to add the guardian as a party in that civil case, the foreclosure, and file a motion to enforce their settlement agreement. That's in front of the civil judge. Got nothing to do with the guardianship action. And so that's why I'm a little confused about why it's here. But let me hear from, do you agree with that or?
Yes, Your Honor, absolutely. And the guardian has actually already been substituted into that case.
Right. So, you know, file a motion in that case, go before the civil judge, say we want our agreement enforced and, you know, duke it out in the civil case. It's got nothing to do with the guardianship action.
Yes, Your Honor.
And that way they can each pay their own fees and we don't have to keep tapping into the ward's money, which is what's happening in this case by these unnecessary hearings. But anyway, Ms. Garcia, let me hear from you. Doesn't that sound like the appropriate forum?
No, Your Honor.
No, it doesn't. Okay.
No, I'll explain why.
Okay.
Okay, so this guardianship case was filed basically after I represent also Patty Jr., Your Honor, by the way. So I'm going to assume first, if I could clarify, that you're not moving to strike me as Patty Jr.'s notice, because I can't have them use this to have the clerk strike me, and then I don't get notice for Patty, who's in the middle of an injunction, and she's an heir, and she's
a
daughter.
I assume you have a right to appear on behalf of Patty Jr.
Okay, I want to clarify that before I argue. Okay.
Do you agree with that, Ms. Ciudella, before we go further?
Yes, Your Honor, we're only trying to strike the notice of appearance as relates to the various Bernstein parties.
Right. Okay.
So as to that, Your Honor, my understanding is the way this has to be dealt with is it's almost like a three-step process. The first step is you have to determine, first of all, and I'm citing from their motion, under 744-102-14, that they're not the next of kin, which we know they're not. We never said they were. And then under 744-441, they cited they have authority to act. And under 731-201, Section 23, that defines what an interested party is.
And they don't qualify.
Well, they do, Your Honor, and let me explain why. Mm-hmm. We attended a hearing about a month ago with Patty. I was there for Patty Jr., and it was about the settlement. And the whole issue in this case is they're trying to get rid of Amber Patwell, who's also the guardian's, the ward's attorney, claiming that she did something nefarious with the settlement agreement, apparently. And at the last hearing, you spent a lot of time informing us that the current guardian needs to really look at the settlement. You ordered us to mediation. So I'm interested because I voluntarily offered to give certain settlement documents and you ordered us all to mediation. So how can we not be an interested party, at least in relation to that part of this case? I understand if these two clients, if the Bernsteins and Mr. Hall don't have a right to an accounting and don't have a right to certain documents. I get that.
I don't have a right to anything. And you know what? I'm sick of spending the Lord's money on this nonsense. You got a civil lawsuit. Your client's lost. Go enforce your settlement agreement in the civil court. Why should I keep spending the Lord's money fighting for the Bernsteins, whoever the hell they are? Okay, this is outrageous.
You ordered us to go to mediation.
Well, I'm not ordering it. I'm going to vacate it, okay? Go to the civil court where this belongs. Okay, how much money have I spent from the ward who you guys so, you know, everybody's so interested in the ward? Keep wasting time on these ridiculous hearings to enforce a foreclosure settlement on an incapacitated ward. So I'll tell you what, the motion's granted. Okay, Bernsteins can go to civil court, enforce any settlement you want. Okay, I'm going to instruct the clerk to, Ms. Garcia is here only representing Patty Jr. The Bernsteins are not entitled to any notice of guardianship proceedings, and they're out.
And you're vacating the order, ordering
and I'm vacating the order, ordering mediation, and go deal with it in front of the civil judge.
Okay, so then the order that ordered me to give settlement documents so we can mediate and discuss it, you vacate that order. Okay, I'm fine with that, Your Honor.
Your Honor, if I may be heard.
Hold on, Mr. Hall. I'm going to get to you because you're a very important figure in this case.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
You're such an interested party in the ward.
That is correct, Your Honor. Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so hold on. Ms. Garcia.
Yes, sir.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm vacating anything to do with any order I made regarding mediate. Go to the civil judge. Okay?
Okay, Your Honor.
So I'll vacate all those orders. You don't have to produce anything. You have to do anything. Poof, you're gone.
Hey,
as far as the Bernsteins, they can go to the civil judge. All right. Now let's hear why Mr. Hall thinks he's entitled to be here.
Well, Your Honor, first of all, once again, the attorney for the Kitroser firm has misled this court, failing to tell this court that before it filed its motion to strike, they actually sought my consent under false pretenses to get the very stipulation that is put Pat Somm as a ward. It hasn't been done as part of a fact-finding hearing, Your Honor.
Mr. Hall, are you related to Ms. Somm?
No, I'm not.
Are you a family member?
No, I am not.
Why are you here?
Well, two reasons, as I've said repeatedly. I'm a manager of BFR that has a direct interest in the settlement.
What is BFR, please?
Bernstein Family Realty, which is
right,
the,
where they lost a civil lawsuit in foreclosure.
Well, that's where Your Honor's misled, with all due respect. I've been trying to respect.
Well, they won the lawsuit, but they want to settle anyway.
No. The real question actually.
They won the lawsuit, but they want to pay the ward 50 cents on the dollar anyway because they're very good natured.
Well, do you want to hear about what winning the lawsuit?
Well, did they lose the lawsuit or not? Don't give me the BS.
There's no BS here, Your Honor. It's called facts and it's called fraud, and Your Honor's already been notified that Your Honor's court is now actually kind of like the instrument of fraud as
right.
it relates
to the...
Thank
you very much. Mr. Hall, I grant the motion.
Your Honor, notice that the...
You have no interest in this case.
The fourth DCA, Your Honor, has made a reversible error that you should know this, that you cannot do this without an evidentiary hearing.
Thank
You're
you.
Participating in fraud, Your Honor, and you want to try to tase me? We'll go from that, too.
I want to try and what?
Yeah, I guess you forget the part where you threatened to tase me in one of the first proceedings.
Oh,
I didn't forget that, Your Honor.
Okay.
And so Your Honor's actually disregarding, you're knowingly disregarding facts of fraud that have been presented.
All right. Anyway, so, Ms. Ciadella, you can circulate orders.
Okay.
If Mr. Hall has a problem with the court's order, he certainly has a right to go to the Fourth District Court of Appeal. And explain to them how he has any interest in this guardianship proceeding. And this is really outrageous, okay? It's outrageous conduct by... Mr. Walzer, are you on this one for some reason?
I don't know who that is, Your Honor.
Thomas Walzer, is he on this case? I don't know. Is he on the next case?
Good morning, Your Honor. I have no idea why I'm on this. I don't even know what these people are. Whose guardianship is it?
I don't know why you're on it either. I don't even know why you're here, but you're excused as far as I'm concerned.
Now, it's sort of I'm a spectator to an event. All right, I will get off. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. And who is this 5613? I don't even know who that person is. These people just show up on this case. It's ridiculous.
Agreed, Your Honor.
All right, listen. Here's the deal. This is a guardianship case where a ward has been found to be incapacitated. She has a guardian.
Is incapacitated.
Is incapacitated. She has a guardian. I am sick of having hearings on this. Anybody who is not an interested party in this guardianship sets another hearing, requests a hearing, I'm going to sanction them. This is costing the ward money every time we get together for this ridiculous proceedings. I don't even know who the hell these Bernsteins. It's like they're the, I don't know who the hell they are. Go to civil court, enforce your settlement agreement. It doesn't belong in a guardianship court. None of you belong in a guardianship.
Did Your Honor read the actual petition for incapacity?
Did you hear my ruling, sir?
I did hear your ruling.
Go appeal me, and otherwise, please be respectful.
Well, I would actually move to disqualify you, Your Honor. If you don't want to actually have a due process hearing.
All right, he's done. Thank you very much. I'll look forward to the order, Ms. Iadella.
Your Honor, could I clarify one point on your direction that we go to the civil proceeding? There is an order in place that directs Ms. Garcia to turn over certain documents, and then we were supposed to meet and confer. Do you want us to meet and confer?
You can do it in the civil court.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
She doesn't have to turn over anything.
Okay. Your Honor,
go to the civil judge, go deal with the foreclosure, go deal with the settlement.
Okay.
Yeah, Your Honor, and I already did serve them. I already did serve them in that case by notice of filing.
Okay,
so.
Great. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. I'll look forward to the order, Ms. Iadella. I'm assuming there may not be agreement on the wording, so if there isn't, just submit it, and I'll go through it, and we'll go from there, okay?
Well,
Your Honor. And Ms. Patwell, just so you know, the attorney for the ward apologizes for not being here. This was set without her calendar, as usual. Thank you.
Listen, you know what? That would have just created more fees and wasted money for the ward, which is... another story.
I understand. I mean, the whole issue here is a settlement. And
I don't understand. I need to ask somebody. Like, let me ask Ali Carino, court observer.
Yes?
How is it people get to pop in on a Zoom? That's why I wanted everything in person. I mean, I did this for Ms. Iadella because she's pregnant. I get it. But I don't understand court. The guardianships are closed proceedings. I don't understand all these court watchers popping in.
We're advocates for guardianship reform, sir.
Oh, okay. That's great. Have you got consent of the guardian to be snooping in to...
I'm not snooping.
You know what I'm saying. I mean, it's a private proceeding. So all these people pop in and... I'm an advocate for this. I'm an advocate for that. Well, maybe the guardian doesn't want... anybody know the ward's business?
Doesn't justice require transparency?
Go to juvenile court. See if you get invited in there when they do dependency cases, okay?
Well, I don't know what the problem is. I'm not doing anything wrong.
I'm not saying
watching.
You are. I'm really asking. I don't understand.
I did explain it to you as briefly as I could.
All right. Anyway, this case is very frustrating to me, and I can't tell you how many of these hearings with the Bernstein family, like, I don't know who the hell these people are. It's like they get special privileges to run through every court proceeding in the docket. And so, listen, I've entered my order. Good luck. Do what y'all need to do, and I'd like to focus on the guardianship of Ms. Sam in the future. That's really what needs to be done here.
Agreed, Your Honor. Thank you for your time.
Wasting her, what asset she needs for her care and treatment on this nonsense is just getting outrageous. So,
The next hearing, Your Honor, just so you know, and it's nothing to do with this hearing, they have another motion now pending to get rid of Ms. Patwell, the attorney for the ward. Let me just clarify. I'm sorry. I just want to explain just why it's relevant. Yeah, they want to terminate Ms. Patwell because she entered into the settlement. So the Bernsteins will have to testify at those hearings if they do attack Ms. Patwell. So they will be interested in that in the point of supporting the ward.
We don't agree, Your Honor, but we're not at that point yet. We are deposing Mrs. Patwell. You basically deferred ruling on our petition to remove her as counsel for the ward.
Can I ask you a question? So it's my understanding that Mr. The Guardian, your client,
yes,
is what, plenary guardian?
No, he is a limited guardian. The ward has the right to socialize and determine her life.
So limited guardian of person and property?
Yes.
Okay. Once everything is filed, usually the attorney for the ward disappears because there's no need to have a lawyer. We've got the guardianship. The only person required to have a lawyer is a guardian.
And Your Honor, I think that the issue that we have here is that Ms. Patwell was supposedly privately retained by the ward. So it's not the typical court appointed counsel arrangement where, yes, I would agree with you that once the initial plan is filed, that lawyer is out. So that's where we're just trying to.
Do we even know if does the ward really want to still have a lawyer she's paying for?
I don't know the answer to that question, Your Honor, but I can certainly endeavor.
I mean, I guess Patty Jr. wants to pay, although we can, speculate who's paying her fee.
Yeah, I guess, Your Honor, the issue is this. Ms. Patwell had voluntarily entered into this this guardianship, although she had a report from Dr. Sugar that a power of attorney would have been sufficient, basically, and the reports were conflicting. But Ms. Patwell went ahead and entered into it because she trusted Charlie. The guardian, because he's a family member. And then what happened is when Joanna, who originally filed the petition, realized that the settlement had happened and her power of attorney was revoked, she uses this court to try to set aside the settlement. And now you just stopped that today. You said, no, you're not going to use me to deal with that settlement.
Right, so why can't, what is...
Can we not have testimony about what my client did or didn't do?
We're not having testimony. I mean, Ms. O'Malley's always hiding in the shadows.
I know. I'm lurking.
She's always lurking in the shadows.
Your Honor, I disagree with what Ms. Garcia is saying, and
I understand a little bit
outside of the bounds here. You know, our client is doing what are basically procedural actions to continue to insert himself into the foreclosure action and
prosecute that action. So we're just talking. This isn't, I get it. It's just there's another hearing and there's more money and it's very frustrating.
And that hearing is not presently set. The issue of Ms. Patwell is one that Ms. Garcia appears to be advocating on her behalf right now, but that's an issue that's coming
down. It's not even set.
So.
Okay, very good. So if we could, get to the business at hand of caring for our ward, that would be very nice. And, spend money on her that needs to be spent for her needs and her well-being and not all this legal wrangling, which is a ridiculous waste of time and money.
I apologize, Your Honor, but as Patty Jr.'s attorney, they had filed a temporary ex parte injunction against her that we had agreed to extend for 60 days.
Right.
And, so that's still pending. I'm going to try to.
Well, you're here on Patty Jr. I get it. So.
So I'm going to try to resolve that. And I will still, in good faith, deal with the guardian since now he is a party in the other case to try to get the settlement thing resolved, because that is really the whole crux of why everybody's wasting your time. So I'll do everything I can.
It's wasting the ward's money. That's more my concern. My time is here. Right. So, if I'm not listening to you, I'm listening to somebody else.
Right.
But it's frustrating because, these guardianships are to care for the ward, not care for the Bernsteins and everybody else and see the foreclosure settlement gets approved. And, whether it's a good deal, bad deal, I don't really care. That's not my decision.
Right.
But it belongs in civil court, and everybody can pay their own legal fees and go fight it on the civil court.
No, I agree with you, Your Honor, and I agree that, honestly, this probably never should have even been filed. It should have been handled there, but it's just
whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody got thrown in the last dig. That's great. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm going to have Ms. Ciadella circulate an order, and if you can agree with the language, that's fine. Pretty basic, okay? Everybody except Patty Jr. is out at this point, okay? So I don't know who the civil division is, but that's where that action belongs as far as I'm concerned, all right?
Judge Nutt.
Your Honor.
Judge Nutt.
Yes, Your Honor.
He's a real nut, so there you go. All right, very good.
And a trial in front of him next week, so yes, Your Honor. I love him.
Yeah,
thank you, Your Honor.
He's not a nut, he's a good guy. But anyway.
I know.
It's all right, take care.
Bye.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, thank you all.
I appreciate the accommodation.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, no problem. Always wonderful these Zoom hearings on this case. All right, take care.
It's over.